Entered the final 30 minutes of the show. So strap yourselves in. We still have a ways to go on this little journey. Hi, welcome everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. It is a hump day here on the show. Scotty Taylor sitting in for the vacationing Craig Hill. And my old buddy, producer extraordinaire, executive producer of the Mark Wilson Show 21 years ago, John Adams.
Hey there.
Who's now a very successful sports entrepreneur, dealing with the NBA, the NFL, the WNBA, collegiate teams. He's quite the successful, and that's why I hate him. No, just kidding. Just kidding. John and I go way back, so it's nice to have him here. Speaking of Craig, we haven't done a check-in yet. He did post a new video on the road. For those of you that don't know what's going on, Craig... In a lovely gesture to his mother, who had only one thing on her bucket list to do, and that was to go back to her hometown of Chicago, see the home in which she grew up in, and then make the trip back to California on Route 66, which is the route that she took out as a young girl. But the problem was, apparently her parents more or less dragged her out here, took her away from her friends in Chicago. She didn't want to come, so as any teenager will do, she refused to partake in all the family, lovely family things that they did along the way. You know, you've had kids like that, right? Yeah.
Such a teenager.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you know. So anyway, Craig being the, well, I was going to say Craig being Craig, but that's so unlike Craig to take his mother and do something nice. I mean, he's such a cranky old man. No, I'm kidding. Craig's a good guy. So he's taking his mother and his two children and his lovely wife on this journey back to Chicago in an RV that he owns, and they will come back on Route 66. And it just happens to be 66 years after his mother made the trip out here the first time. So it all kind of, see how it all sort of fits? It's a theme.
That's nice.
That kismet? It's like a Merv Griffin theme show, as Johnny Carson used to say.
Merv Griffin.
I know. God, did I just?
Wow. Yes, you did.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell anybody. But
guess I won't be dating anybody in their 30s.
Is John Davidson the next guest?
He's still out there performing, by the way.
No.
John, I saw him the other day online. John Davidson is still, you know what he will do? This is so sad. Not to get off the subject. We'll come back to Craig in a minute. But since you mentioned John Davidson, and don't ask me why I was even on his website, but I was. I was.
You're getting email notifications, aren't you?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you how I
you
even
are.
Got there.
You
what did
are.
You say? I missed
You're
it.
Getting email notifications. I know you are.
The John Davidson updates.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I've never been a big fan. What was he on that show?
That's Incredible.
That's Incredible.
Wow.
I don't know where
that I don't even remember what that show was about. Just people doing amazing things?
Yeah. Well, like,
and then they'd all yell, "That's incredible."
Yeah.
All right, listen to how sad this gets. I always feel bad when I see someone who really had a pretty good career. He had a pretty decent showbiz career.
Sure.
He would, if I remember correctly, he would fill in for Johnny Carson from time to time. He had that hit show. That's Incredible.
He was on ABC Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Battle of the Network Stars.
There you go.
I think he's what you would call a variety entertainer. Right?
Absolutely.
He can do a little bit of everything. He can sing, he can dance, he can act, he can whatever. Okay, so anyway, I couldn't give you a reason why I was on his website.
We already gave you the reason.
But here's the sad thing. He now, for a price, is willing to go to your home to entertain your friends.
Oh, come on.
No. If I'm lying, I'm done. Go to his website.
We've got
to
do that. I'll pitch in.
To have John Davidson come to a party?
Heck yes.
I think I might do the same. But he's like, he's got gray hair now. It's really long. He's kind of gotten sort of, you know, maybe his fingernails are growing out. And he's you know, keeping his urine in a jar, jars lined up on the wall.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what's happening to him. But I just felt kind of bad for old John Davidson. That he's like, hey, I can come to your house if you want me to.
It's okay, Mr. Hughes.
Let's get him on the show. Let's talk to him, and maybe we can help him get a couple gigs.
Maybe it's not a bad idea. Poor John Davidson. Anyway, But you hate to see that for any guy that had a decent career in show. He must have put a few shekels away, no? Does he need to come to my house?
You would hope so.
To perform for my friends? And there's actually video of him doing it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, this video of him like entertaining it, and it's just somebody's house.
Oh, he could.
They have a little potluck where they had the neighbors over, and there's John, singing and dancing and whatever.
He could host our karaoke party. Come on, that'd be great.
I'm not having a karaoke party, but that's okay.
I will.
I know you will. All right, so let's get back to Craig Hill here, because he does have another entry. What he wanted to do in this trip that he's taking across the country in the RV. First and foremost, to do it for his mother. But secondly, was to really sort of develop some content and maybe turn all the video he was going to take into like a documentary kind of thing. So he said he'd post it all online for us, which he has. Oh, I'm sorry. Give me a second here. I got to get back into my computer.
There you go.
That's what we'll
fill.
A little bit of holiday. All right. So Craig, I think, has been struggling just a little bit with coming up with compelling content, and I'm not sure why. But today's entry is Craig. Yesterday he was getting a tire fixed.
Now, can I guess? Because he's at Rushmore, so I would imagine.
Yeah, he made it to Mount Rushmore.
The beautiful vistas of Mount Rushmore and the hills there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You would think there would be a little bit of like a nice travelogue where he would show. And,
no. I'm looking forward to this one.
So yesterday he was getting a tire fixed at Art Schwab's. That made the content. I'm trying not to make fun. I'm not making fun of him. We talked about me sharing this with the audience because there's so many people in the audience that have written to us and let us know that they're really, they're behind him on this trip. They're big cheerleaders on this.
Sure.
So I'm just doing what I told him I would do, which is to share, his journey. So yesterday he was at Art Schwab's. Today he's at the flying whatever gas station. The flying, what is it?
Flying J?
The Flying J gas station.
And truck stop. It is.
Okay. So here's Craig. This is the latest entry on his trip across the country for his mom. Here we go.
Please show the variety of energy drinks.
Here we go.
In the quest for the cheapest gas in the country, so far, I think this is our winner, $2.25, just outside of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So there we go. 225, California, shame on you.
That's it.
In the quest for the cheapest gas in the country, so far, I think this is our winner,
wow.
225, just outside of Sioux Falls.
At the Flying J, Craig Hill with his latest installment of What I Did on My Vacation.
225 a gallon.
Whew. That's compelling.
That's
compelling content, Craig. I got to get him on the phone. I'm not supposed. Here's how stupid this whole thing is, though. And it all goes back to HR. It just makes me so damn angry. And I get it. I'll probably get in trouble for complaining about this on the air. I can't talk to him on the air because he would technically be working.
But that's if you call him, right? If he calls you,
he's not allowed to call here. He's not allowed to communicate. Like to get an update on the phone would be working, so he can't do that.
I called you on the air when
Things have changed, my
honeymoon.
Things have changed, yeah. You can't do it anymore. And don't bring that up, because they'd probably go back and dock you for it. Something would happen. Somebody would sue somebody.
You'll have a check in the mail
so
for 87
cents.
We
can't, because of HR laws, we can't have him even like talk to us, because it would be technically having him work. So...
But if we asked him questions, can he reply here on his YouTube?
No.
He can't text us?
Well, he could. If I told him, hey, I'll send you. No, I don't think he can. It's work.
No, that's right. That would be work.
He's doing this for himself. And I've forgotten now. If you want to see it, by the way, just go to YouTube. And it is Hill House Family Adventures. Hill House Family Adventures. And you, too, can be blown away by amazing content.
Oh, when's he going to the Quick Trip?
So yesterday was the Art Schwab's, today the Flying J truck stop, and who knows what's tomorrow.
White Castle, here we come.
There you go.
Anyway, all right. And again, if you want to communicate with us, please join us on the Stolberg Law KVEC text line and be a part of the show yourself. Oh, gosh, what else was I going to talk to you about today? Oh, okay, thank you.
Yes.
Scotty Taylor just put up...
I love John Davidson.
John Davidson. Is that his website?
Yeah.
Is it johndavidson.com?
I just went to John Davidson Entertainer.
Yeah. That's what I Entertainer for hire. Entertainer will entertain in your home.
Look at that. That's a good looking older guy.
Yeah.
Come on.
But we can't share it with you.
75?
Is he 75 years old? Wow. And he's still working in people's homes.
He still sings and entertains.
Man,
with the best of them.
Here's his contact number. I'm going to give him a call.
Well, not right now.
No, right now.
I don't want to talk to him now.
I do.
Dear John.
Since we've been talking about, will you come to my house to entertain? Would you play my karaoke party? Oh.
I always wanted to sing a duet with you.
You know, millennials are drinking more these days. Another random story for you. Do you know why? And again, I know. I get told this all the time. I do too many... I get studies. I like to look at studies. I like to look at university studies.
Are you a numbers guy?
I am a I'm a data guy. I just love data because somewhere along the line I learned if you're going to back up what you have to say, you got to have some corroborating evidence, and right. That's the only way I know how to do it. And I know it's ad nauseum. It just maybe it's making you sick. I don't know, but
I get it.
It's what I do.
I get it. I'm the same way, but I'm like my sports numbers, my sports stats. I love seeing numbers and seeing the way that they support arguments. Yeah.
See, that's all we're doing.
That's right.
Here. So apparently, millennials are drinking more, and I have the reason why here. Do you know why? Because they're having kids. That's what the study
what?
Says.
Wait,
as soon as they have kids,
yeah.
They got to drink.
Oh, that's pathetic.
But they're waiting. They're waiting to have children. So they're not drinking early on. It's just after they have the kids, they got to start windmilling the alcohol down the gullet.
Sure. They're two-fisted.
Wow.
Because they can't deal with the kids. My parents, back in the young, they're 21 years old, married and drinking by then.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Isn't that something? They can't handle themselves. It really kind of brings up a question, too. Are young people just screaming for the age of adulthood to be raised a little bit, like from 21 to maybe 25?
No, I think that it's the exact opposite. They want that age of adulthood to be 16.
Really?
15. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it half the time.
And it's because there are things that they want to do, but they can't, like drinking. But voting, man, that could be 35, and it's not going to make a difference.
Now I'll go a little deeper into this. You know what they're drinking? And this says a lot about...
Spritzers.
Oh, gosh.
Close to spritzers. Spiked sparkling water is now outselling beer among millennials.
Well, it has less calories and it's less filling.
Millennials are drinking, listen to this, staggering amounts of hard seltzer instead of beer. In the most recent reported sales figures, White Claw and Truly, which I guess those are brand names that I've never heard of before, probably because I'm not your spiked sparkling water guy.
My wife is.
Outsold every craft beer brand put together.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
In July, White Claw claims it outsold Budweiser. Yes, Budweiser.
The king of beers?
Queen of beer. Prince of beers.
So, yeah, grab yourself a... spiked sparkling water, I guess, if you're a millennial, and knock yourself out.
Wow. Just a little while ago, Paso Robles High School was on a lockdown, and during that
time... Due to sparkling seltzer water?
Well, during that time, the kids were texting each other. The police are going from room to room. They're checking everybody's bags. They've confiscated marijuana. They've confiscated alcohol. So a lot of kids were getting word of that, going over to dump out their water bottles that were full of alcohol.
Sure.
Down the drain and throw away little bags of weed. So every trash can throughout the school had these little bags of weed and all this alcohol in it.
Wow. Surprised every disc jockey in this building wasn't up there. I'm just kidding. That's just a joke.
I'm with the police.
That's just a joke.
That's crazy.
Anyway. You know what? We do have to take another break here. This will be our last break of the show, and we'll do that and come back and share more with you on The Mark Wilson Show.
It's The Mark Wilson Show, only on News Talk.
Check in with the Stolberg Law KBEC text line one more time before the show ends. Scotty, anything you want to report?
Yeah. There's an unnamed texter. We demand, we the listeners, demand a Craig Hill call.
Uh-huh.
We demand it.
No, I got to go through HR. They won't allow it.
No, I know.
I wish I could. It just seems like the right thing to do. I mean, you know, people want to know.
Because we're here for you.
Oh, that's so good. No, I'm sorry. I wish I could accommodate you. You will just have to suffice with the amazing content that he's posting on his YouTube channel of himself at the Flying J truck stop
and
Art Schwab's.
Ooh, maybe Love's will be next.
Can we get that lucky?
Anyway.
Exciting.
John Adams with us also, by the way. Thank you for coming in again, John.
Anytime.
We are really kind of having I don't really think I did this purposefully, but it seems to be working out this way. We seem to be having a conversation about being parents and kids and millennials and whatnot, and this is another story that just sort of falls into line there, but it brings your pets into it. Now, I will tell you that I had a lovely aunt named Dorothy who owned a motel, none of which matters to the story, but she, I'm like Craig Hill now with my content. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense, but I'll say it anyway. I'm at the Flying J, and here's the price of gas. Thank you, Craig. My lovely Aunt Dorothy, whose last words on her dying bed to me, I swear to God, were, "Oh, kid, you're fat." I did. I looked up. She was in her bed. I went in to say my goodbyes to my wonderful Aunt Dorothy, and she opened her eyes, looked at me and said, "Yep, oh God, kid, you're fat."
I love her.
I love Aunt Dorothy. So anyway, Aunt Dorothy had two German shepherds that she not only loved, but literally treated them like people.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent that they would sit at the dinner table on chairs and eat their food off a plate. Aunt Dorothy was a lovely woman. And she loved her dogs. And I say that because we all know people. I love animals. I love dogs. Love dogs. And it's the fact that I love dogs so much, that it's the reason I don't have a dog. Because I can't be there. I don't want to leave a dog alone during the day. Just don't. So maybe when I retire, I'll have a dog. That'll be it.
German Shepherd.
I love German Shepherd. Yeah, big dogs.
Not a little one.
I've got a big. No, it's not a dog. It's a rat.
Yeah,
half the time.
It's a yucky,
no offense. No
dog.
Offense. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
But anyway, another study for you that just sort of lays out how much people really do love their pets. A survey says a third of parents say their favorite child is their pet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. In all, 72% of the survey's respondents were both pet owners and parents, and a fifth of those pet-owning parents even admitted to buying a gift for their furry companion more recently than a gift for their own children. The survey, put together by, of course, a pet food company, the pet food company also found that 67% of respondents consider their pet their best friend. Now, keep in mind now that these are people with children. These are people with families, okay? Another 78% that said that their dog or cat is just as much a part of the family as any other member. Perhaps our pets just understand us more than other humans ever could. I don't know. But 54% of respondents believe their pet gets, as in, quote-unquote, gets them
uh-huh.
on a level that even their best friend or significant other can't reach.
Oh,
or maybe our pets are just there for us much more than anyone else when we're really in need. A startling, ladies and gentlemen, 68% of respondents said spending time with their animals after a long day helps them feel far better than hanging out with family or friends.
Wait, I'm sorry. They feel better?
Come on.
No, after a long day, that getting together with their pet makes them feel better than their family or their friends do. More specifically, 40% of respondents said their pet has helped them through tough times at work, while another 40% admit their pet has comforted them during relationship struggles. An additional 34% said their pet has helped them cope with medical problems. So all in all, what this says is that people love their animals almost more than they love their families. A great majority of them think of their pets as my Aunt Dorothy did. Isn't that something?
As a member of the family.
No, I can't stand this. I had a friend who...
Well, don't get too upset.
Yeah, but... It just bothers me.
That people love their pets more than their families?
Yeah, I had a friend who would say, "This is my fur baby." I'm like, and I would have a problem with that because you didn't birth that thing. That you don't have the same connection with that animal as you would a child. So what are you doing?
Well, apparently, according to this survey, you are entirely wrong. People do have that connection with their animals.
Now the problem
that is misplaced.
The problem is that your pet actually will help you lower your blood pressure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it does.
It's documented.
As a matter of fact, a lot of hospices these days, too, are using animals as therapists, the therapy dogs. Yeah. I mean, it's a magnificent use of an animal, and it works. Trust me on that. I've been involved in that. But close to half of these folks surveyed called themselves a pet fanatic, of course. I could see that. 44% of that group even admitted to creating a social media a social media account for their animal. 42% of these self-identified fanatics said they had thrown their furry friend a birthday party. And another 42% said that they've bought clothes or accessories. Well, we see people doing that. Do animals, though, do they really want to wear clothing?
No.
I just have never seen a dog or any animal that seems comfortable wearing what we think is cute. I think it's terrible to do that to an animal.
They don't even look happy at all.
Right.
Have you seen a tail wag?
No.
With somebody in a pirate suit?
No. They're always trying to get it off.
Yeah.
Anyway, just thought that was interesting. Love our pets, don't we? Love our pets. All right, thanks everybody for joining us today. Dave Ramsey's up next, then the great Dave Congleton. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 noon. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you then, everybody. Have a great day.